There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, what's creating the buzz in your backyard and mine this time around? We'll find out. Boy, it's been a strange couple of weeks, hasn't it? We had the attack in Dallas, Texas, actually Garland, Texas, just a mere 25 miles outside of Dallas, if that. And then we certainly have gone through a couple of different waves of the violence and problems in Baltimore, ultimately leading to charges against six police officers. So far, with the curfew listed, it's been seemingly pretty calm in that city. And then we have Mike Huckabee, who jumps officially into the ring saying, "I want to be president. Elect me, Mike Huckabee. I'm just making it official. I don't care that there's a lot of people on the Republican side, and nor should anybody that's running to be president." And he did it in 2008, won eight states, including Iowa, ran out of money, and then that was it. But he had some momentum as a former Baptist preacher. There are plenty who are tired of what they're seeing in the United States and feel as though Christians are under attack. And he has a following. So Mike Huckabee can't, despite what the polls say, be considered out of this race before he just barely steps into it. He absolutely has to be taken for real, not necessarily for granted, because I think he'll have a strong showing. He might not show up that wide in the polls, but he wasn't official yet. Now he says, "I'm in." He's talking about the economics, the problems, music to the ears of so many people far left and far right, actually, although the far left would not vote for Mike Huckabee by any stretch of the imagination. But he's talking about the middle class. This election is all about the middle class. So do you feel as though people are finally paying attention that are running? Hey, this is the time we talk about the middle class. And what led to that? Well, what led to that is jobs that were shipped overseas, a medical system that squeezed the people who were barely making it and still continues to squeeze those people. And the majority who fall into that category who are now inching closer toward retirement. And what are they going to find when they retire? And can they afford to retire? So this is going to be interesting, because Huckabee will be certainly a worthy adversary, let's put it that way, for the other Republicans who are out there. He's not going to shirk away, and he knows the issues backwards and forwards, especially coming off of being a governor, running, and having some momentum, and then being a commentator, being a talk show host, because he was there at Fox News through so much of the Obama administration. This makes him pretty versed in the players. Not that he wasn't before, because he absolutely was, but just a little bit more of an edge. So Huckabee's going to focus on the economy. You know that he's going to focus on security for sure. And he did a 30-minute speech that did what he did last time, where he focused on, well, I didn't come from anything, just very humble beginnings. And the whole stagnant wages thing, which is a middle-class issue, protect Medicare, middle-class issue, defeat radical Islam, middle class, really everyone in the United States, but he's absolutely trying to appeal to the everyday American, Mike Huckabee. squeezing somebody else into a very large Republican field? What kind of a chance do you give Huckabee? Would you consider voting for him over one of the younger candidates? Huckabee's almost 60, and you have Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, probably going to have Scott Walker soon, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and a host of others, I think, that are set to drop into this thing. What if Donald Trump suddenly decided, you know what, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I keep teasing about running, but I'm going to really run. Would you give Trump a chance against Jeb Bush? You know, Jeb is the establishment guy. You can already see it with the money that's coming to his campaign without really being a campaign. And the fact that in the polls, he keeps coming up as the number one guy. Nobody's close to Hillary. He's the closest. And we've seen this before. Coming up in this Hour of America tonight, we have an interesting guest who's going to talk all about this, about Huckabee being in and what it means to be apathetic and how apathy is really hurting the country more than anything else. People who just refuse to get involved in the political process, and if they would, especially if you're a conservative, what a difference you can make. The theory being, if you have a Republican light, a moderate, they're not going to win again. The moderates don't win. Even though, because there are so many people to please, the thought is, well, if I'm moderate, then I can get enough on both sides, because certainly conservatives would vote, because they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But then you hear more and more that people say, depending on who the candidate is, they'll just not vote. So if it's Jeb Bush, how many people would just not vote? Just sit it out, because they're not going to go there. Instead of voting for somebody that they don't 100% back. And I think the apathy thing is, I mean, it's not made up. It's real. Our voting numbers are always so small. So anyway, we're going to talk to citizen advocate D.S. Edwards about this very thing, about the problem of apathy. And he has a personal reason for writing the book and being involved in politics, because his sister-in-law was murdered by an illegal immigrant who was let back into the country again and again and again and again. So ultimately, that's what led to him writing the book. It's not specifically about illegal immigration or any of that. It's about the politics of apathy and not letting yourself be part of the process. That's next on America Tonight.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Of course, the big news, at least for now, is Mike Huckabee. Just it makes it official that he's in the race. And, you know, now we're starting to add up. We're going to get beyond the single digits. Some people have it pegged at perhaps, you know, maybe 20 will be in for the Republicans. Very proud to welcome into our green room. He's there right now, actually. He's going to step out of the green room. And he it really was a green room, if you know what he was doing before this. Citizen Advocate D.S. Edwards, who is absolutely a student of American history, as are so many of us, and the author of the new book, Collective Retribution. And basically, it's, you know, fiction based in reality, telling the story, as it's been explained to me, of what could happen in America's future. Sounds interesting. D.S., thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm loving it.
All right, so Mike Huckabee, he's in this race now, right? And we had Ben Carson the day before, Carly Fiorina also announcing, so it's starting to add up. Some people are already saying, man, why are we paying attention to this now? Should we be paying attention to this? So, I mean, there's the question. Should we be paying attention to everybody when they jump into this?
Absolutely, especially if you're on the conservative side of things. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what are the most important things to you? Are they social issues? Are they fiscal issues? You know, how do you identify yourself? Are you a progressive? Are you a conservative? If you're a conservative, you absolutely have to be involved now. Otherwise, you're going to end up with the establishment picking your candidate for you, and you're not going to be happy, and you're going to lose in the general election. I mean, you know, go back to McCain, go back to Bob Dole even. I mean, if you really want to get involved and make a difference, now's the time in the primary to get involved, to start working, you know, start canvassing, start calling, get involved in a campaign. I mean, we absolutely have to step up. If we don't, we're done. We're done as a country. I hate to say it, but if we don't step up and we don't start being part of the constitutional republic that we were founded to be, we're done.
Yeah, so when you say the establishment candidate, are you thinking that's Jeb Bush?
You know, I don't know enough about Jeb. I mean, I haven't really studied enough about him, but some of his stances on immigration, different things. First and foremost, I'm a conservative, so, I mean, I'll get that right out there to your listeners.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, how they all lean, but I'm a conservative, and I'll say right now, some of his stances on immigration really, really bother me. I mean, we don't have an immigration problem in America. We've got a border security problem in America. It has nothing to do with immigration. We allow over 1 million people to immigrate here, so I don't know if I'm too happy about his stances on that, and that might be a complete deal breaker for me.
Yes, and I agree with you. I think the whole immigration thing, which it is border security, I've traveled with, I've said this many times on the show, with the Border Patrol, and it's just crazy what happens. It's crazy what goes on. If people saw it for themselves, they'd be shocked, I think, even though they hear the number, and you just said it, it'd be shocking to actually see it. So who is your candidate? And when you look at, I mean, who's the true conservative candidate?
You know, I see a lot of conservatives actually in the race, and you're already hearing the pundits talk about, you know, well, this guy's not conservative enough, or this guy's too conservative, or this guy's too hardline, or he'll alienate. You know, you hear that lie repeated over and over through the GOP ranks that, you know, we need a bigger tent. We need to be more centrist. And that's a lie that's been facilitated by the left, because they know for a fact the first true conservative presidential candidate will win every time. That's a fact. I mean, it's not. I mean, look at what's happened every time we put someone up who's, you know, quote unquote moderate. They
yep.
lose every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So then that's part of the hype, right? So one of the things is to get beyond the hype.
Absolutely. So, I mean, sit down. Like I said, the internet. We've got the world's wealth of information at our
yeah.
fingertips. And I think most of us should be intelligent enough to sort out, okay, this is propaganda, this isn't. You know, look at voting records. What did they do in their life? You know, look at Carly Fiorina. What happened in her life? What was her business record? What was her record with you know, Hewlett-Packard? Look at, you know, Ted Cruz. What's his record been? What's his stance has been on the issues that I care about? And I'll make a prediction to you. The church in America right now is pissed off. They're very, very upset. And that, to me, is the biggest sleeping giant today in American politics. 25 years ago, you had to go to the church before you formed an exploratory committee, before you even started fundraising. You had to go and you had to get the approval of the leadership of the church, you know, Catholic, Mormon, Christian, evangelical, all of them combined. They don't do that anymore, but I'm telling you, they're mad. The people in the seats are losing their freedoms, and they see it with the you know, bakery issues and the different social issues. They're upset. And I think the GOP candidate who speaks directly to the church, and it might be Ted Cruz, his father Raphael's a pastor, I don't know, it might be Huckabee, but the one who does it the best is going to win the primary. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I like that. I just got off talking with somebody in Washington who was saying that, remember, Huckabee and the preacher connection, so interesting in saying that, the church tired of what they see happening. So, you know, you talk about how easy it is. It's easy to do research. You're right. It's easy to get involved. Why is it that Americans have become so complacent? Or have they?
You know, they have become complacent. I mean, there was a study that just came out not too long ago, a study by Google. And, you know, that can be, you know, how studies can go. They can be
yeah.
twisted one way or another to fit a certain agenda. But they found out some interesting stuff. They found out that people, you know, most common political related activities, civic action, was signing a petition. But most people didn't remember what they signed one for. They just thought they were doing their duty. So, I mean, people aren't paying attention. They're not getting involved in educating themselves. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it best, and he said that if the children are untaught, their ignorance and vices will in future life cost us much dearer in their consequences than it would have done in their correction by being educated. And that is absolutely true. We don't teach citizenship in school anymore. We don't teach what it means to be an American. We teach that we're a democracy, even though you and I know we're a constitutional republic. So, I mean, there's so many things that we can do as individuals to sort this out. I mean, put down the internet, you know, the pop culture stuff for a minute. Bruce Jenner is still going to be there in a week. He's still going to be doing what he's doing. And start focusing on what's important. And then once you figure it out, speak to anyone within your sphere of influence who will listen. It begins at home. It begins in the seats in the churches. It begins in the workplace. That's the only way we're going to turn this around, because MSNBC or Fox News isn't going to turn it around for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it all the time. Remember, it's we the people, and people forget that. These are representatives. Sometimes I think people put politicians on crazy pedestals, or they don't even pay attention and let the choice be made for them, and that just boggles my mind. So do you? That's why I hate it when the vote comes out, when we hear how many people voted. That number needs to be higher. Why do people think that their vote doesn't matter?
Well, you know, look at what's happening now. People think their vote doesn't matter because, you know, the like or hate the current president. He ran and he made a lot of promises, and a lot of people thought, you know, he's going to be different. He's going to do this. But if we really paid attention, some of us did, he didn't hide who he was. And if you would have just took 2 seconds and actually listened to the words out of his mouth saying, I'm going to fundamentally transform America, you would have had red flags all over the place. Some of us did. And then you look at the other wave, the Tea Party elections. They're not all doing what they promised as well. You know, you thought, you know, Speaker Boehner, Boehner's the speaker now and everything's going to change. It's not. I mean, the problem is the elected officials aren't listening to the people. We have that going on in Oregon with the new gun law that they just passed. So, you know, you have to ferret it out. You have to do your research and look at their voting record. It's as simple as that. You know, what is their business record? What is their voting record? What is their record as a pastor, if that's what's important to you? What's their record on abortion? What's their record on jobs, the economy? It's easy to find. You just have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. You're right. It's very easy to find. All right. We talked about your book. I mentioned it, and I talked about the fact that, you know, it's about moving forward, basically a fictionalized story showing the possible result of being complacent if the citizens are complacent. Flush that out a little bit for us. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
You know, it was written based on a family's personal tragedy. My wife's baby sister was murdered thanks to an illegal alien who had been deported several times. And I woke up one day and I thought, you know what? I want to make a difference. I love the written word. I've always loved the written word. I'm going to write a book. So I sat down and I wrote it under the premise that some very bad things come across our southern border and America is no more, and this is the fight to retake and reclaim and remake America in its original image. So it's, you know, it's a page turner. You won't want to put it down and it'll make you mad, but it gives you hope in the end.
Wow, all right, I like that. I like that synopsis. Thank you so much, D.S. Edwards, and pick up the book, Collective Retribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm at D.S. Edwards Author, or they can find the book on Facebook, D.S. Edwards Author. They can shoot me an email at the website at dsedwardsbooks.com, and I'll talk to anybody about this stuff.
All right, awesome. Thanks, D.S.
All right, God bless.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Life in May, a debate, and it's trending in politics. Why are we talking about Christmas lights when finally things are starting to warm up? Didn't we pack them away and put them in our garages neatly somewhere, or perhaps in our attics? Well, check this out. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a regulation for Christmas lights on Monday, saying that some holiday decorations are substantially a product hazard. So what does that mean? It's a final rule to specify that seasonal and decorative lighting products that do not contain any one of three, there's your number, readily observable characteristics, which are what? Minimum wire size, sufficient strain relief, or overcurrent protection, as addressed in the voluntary standard, that sounds like gobbledygook, doesn't it, are deemed a substantial project hazard or product hazard under the Consumer Product Safety Act, the final rule. Now, that rule applies to decorations that mean stars, wreaths, candles without shades, light sculptures, also animated figures, that kind of stuff. The only thing that's exempt, solar power products. So here's the thing. That means it's really to the company, and that's a good thing because we don't want to die of electrical shock. There were 258 deaths that were blamed on Christmas lights between 1980 and 2013. The fatal incidents, luckily, have been declining. Since 2008, there's been 0.9. That's a good thing. The number of people who die of alcohol poisoning in California every year, let's put it that way, is greater than the number of Americans who have been leveled by Christmas lights in the past three decades. So they're just making sure they're not a fire hazard, basically. The wires are covered right and that kind of thing. With that kind of regulation, I don't have a problem with it. Although, it is interesting timing, isn't it? How about this? California regulators, speaking of regulations, approve sweeping, unbelievable or unprecedented restrictions on how people, governments, and businesses can use water because they've got this drought. So how are they going to entice people to cut off the water flow? The State Water Resources Control Board, their rules force cities to limit watering on public property, and they're trying to encourage people who own houses to let their lawns die, and they're imposing mandatory water-saving targets for hundreds of other agencies. So the governor is trying to tighten the already strict regulations. Remember this, because it's been a four-year drought, he ordered water agencies to cut urban water by 25% from levels in 2013. And they say, yeah, it's better to prepare now than face worse cuts should it not rain in the fall. I mean, they're just like praying for rain. We need rain. We need the rain dances. And, you know, it's interesting because under the new rules, every city has to cut water use by 36% compared with 2013. And some local water departments say this is ridiculous. It's unrealistic. It's unfair. These steep cuts could cause higher water bills and declining property values, and it could dissuade projects, you know, to develop drought-proof water technology, because what would be the incentive? And especially in San Diego, their water agencies, they've been really critical of the water targets. They say that their area slashed consumption and agencies have spent $3.5 billion to prepare for dry periods after facing severe cuts in earlier droughts. So San Diego has already done it. So they're saying, why do we have to do it again? We already did it. We have suffered through this, and now we're going to pay for it again? Give me a break. You know what they're saying, too? They're pushing for legislation where it would be a $10,000 fine for extreme water wasters. You'd have to have the legislative body approve that, and there hasn't been a bill that's been introduced, but it has been discussed. Really, the governor is discussing that, saying, okay, let's do a $10,000 fine. There's going to be a lot of brown lawns from Beverly Hills to the Valley to San Francisco and everywhere in between, and that's just the way Californians are going to have to, they're just going to have to bear the brunt of it up and down the whole state. So if they were conserving like they were in San Diego, tough tiddlywinks, because others weren't doing it and it wasn't mandatory. Now it's mandatory. So they have to do it, or they're going to get these crazy fines. And certainly no municipalities want to be paying $10,000 here and $10,000 there. They don't want brown lawns. They don't want the city to look to look horrid because it's brown and the water's not pumping out of the fountains and all that sort of stuff. But they also can't have a $10,000 fine daily. That would be disastrous, without a doubt. You know, we talk about drones on this show, and we talk about what happens with drones and how they're used. Now, one thing that has been put to, I think, a pretty powerful use is showing what's the devastating earthquake, to really understand how awful it is for the people in Nepal. A drone, actually a couple of drones, have flown over some of the sites, schools and some of the other things that are, some of the other areas that were hit in Kathmandu, and it's really a different perspective to look from an aerial view at just how awful the debris is, and it's really bad. I mean, they've got a closed airport, they're still getting supplies in, but people are living a daily nightmare. And we had a really powerful guest on last week. In fact, it was part of our weekly re-rack talking about that, talking about how difficult it is when you have a tragedy like this to try to help the families cope with what's happened and move forward and figure out a way to get the kids back to some kind of normal. So they have those schools in a box and set them up with debris around them, anywhere where they can be in a school, however it looks. And that's what the humanitarian emerging and UNICEF fund VP told us, that, you know, this is what you're dealt with, and you have to it really starts a lot with the kids. So they've got to get to the kids however they can. All right, you got to love this. Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, some of you may or may not know, had a ridiculously crazy payday when he beat Manny Pacquiao over the weekend, over $100 million. So naturally, just 2 days later, Floyd Mayweather is being sued by an ex-girlfriend, her name is Josie Harris, for $20 million. Hey, he can afford it. She's asking for that in damages after the fighter told Katie Couric last month that she was on drugs and he was just trying to hold her back during the altercation. He was arrested in September 2010 after the cops say he punched Harris at his Las Vegas house where she was living with his two young sons and a daughter. So he pleaded guilty 14 months later to a reduced charge of misdemeanor battery and two counts of harassment. He was sentenced to 3 months and served two. But in her lawsuit, she says that he came into the house as she slept on the couch and began punching and kicking her. He also dragged her around the house in front of the children. And Mayweather didn't respond to media requests to talk about it. But the timing is interesting, isn't it? He's coming off his richest payday of his 48 fight wins. $100 million by beating Manny Pacquiao. You know, by beating Pacquiao. So he could take as much as maybe $100 million more, too, by the way, because of the pay-per-view money. So that is just insanity, isn't it? Whew. That is crazy how much money he walks away with. So, of course, who knows who else comes out of the woodwork. And I'm not saying things didn't happen to her, but she certainly didn't sue him before that, and he was making good money. You know, this wasn't new. This happened a long time ago. So, interesting timing. Oh, he stands to make a whole lot more. He stands to make maybe $200 million. I think I could get 20 of those millions. I would like to get 20 of them. But you know how the courts drag out. That suit could get thrown out, might not get thrown out. But probably if it doesn't, it doesn't see the light of day by the time you get through it for probably another year. Another year. By the way, the Texas attack that we were talking about in Garland, Texas, not too far from downtown Dallas, ISIS officially is claiming responsibility for the Texas shooting, but doesn't really say that they've got any kind of proof of that. So convenient to link themselves to the two that did it. But they are taking responsibility. But did they have any contact with Elton Simpson or Nadir Sophie? It seems unlikely, doesn't it? The former FBI agent Tim Clementi said the gunman might have plotted the attack without direction from ISIS. And they might not have had any formal contact with them, and they're just motivated by them. That sounds like the better scenario to me, that that's probably what happened. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As they say in hockey, hit the phones, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Huckabee is in, but what about the rest of the political world? Hillary Clinton is out on the trail spouting a lot of interesting things, talking about everything from immigration on down, but is she gaining any traction? She actually dumped off in the polls for the first time in a long time because she had the trailing controversies like, foreign governments donating money to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, and then having to explain that away. And not an easy explanation, but I said this before, the Clintons are lawyers, they know a lot of lawyers, and they certainly know how to protect themselves for things that could stick to them, if you know what I mean. Let's go out to Grimm. Hello, Grimm, you have the floor.
Well, Kate, I hope you wouldn't spend all that on shoes. I had to beat Dan to that one.
I love it.
20 million, yeah. Oh, boy, headaches the rich have, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it's so rough.
Yeah, real rough. You know, I'm called in because about Hillary, but, you know, your guest, and my short-term memory's really bad at my age. But first, didn't I hear that your husband is a pilot?
He was a pilot, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. What I'm sending you, I'm going to add on to it and get it in the mail tomorrow.
Nice.
So he'll enjoy that. But anyhow, back to Hillary, and it pertains, in my short-term memory, first off, your guest speaker was Mr. Wells, wasn't it?
Mr. Wells? No, D.S. Yeah. Edwards you're talking about, who just came on, a guest? Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. Let's see where my memory goes.
I see. Ooh.
Yeah, short-term's bad. Long-term's great.
Good.
But anyhow, Mr. Edwards, he was right on. He's, you know, everything about what I've, you know, been talking about. And exactly what Hillary has been since yesterday, some of the news media has literally just made her above the law, especially with her reporting to the committee to talk about Benghazi. I mean, give me a break. Hillary's going to take time out of her schedule to show up for the hearing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Now, you got to get rid of the money, but it's not so much the money up there as it is the power they get, their retirement, their, you know, all the specialties they get with being an elected representative.
Yes.
There's
yes.
The deal. That's why they're career politicians.
Yeah.
Just like he was talking about, and I'm trying to make his whole speech just as short as I can. You remove the money and you remove the incentives and you get rid of the career politician. And I kind of feel Mike Huckabee is the same thing. And that's basically what I heard from him, too. I mean, this is what the religious community is tired of, is the career politician making speeches and then turn around and doing just the opposite.
Yeah, just to get elected, and then once you're in, okay, now I'm going to do something else.
And that's the whole principle of being a career politician, because the incentives outweigh the salary.
Yeah.
Your salary ain't real high. Everybody
yeah.
knows that.
Yeah, but see, it's you're in, and then the speaking afterwards and the perks that you get along the way, but the pensions are great.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to pull out all the laws and regulations and everything they get with their pensions. It's probably an encyclopedia set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And that's what you got, you know, I mean, that's what you got to remove from up there. That's part of the Kool-Aid.
I agree.
The main part is they're not prosecutable. They're only accountable. That's why I keep trying to get you to stop saying accountable and everybody else, because they're actually liable like you and me.
They are liable. You're right. They are liable. Yeah, they are.
And that's where it boiled down to Hillary. Same thing. You know, news media's, you know, saying, well, Hillary's going to take time out of her day to go, wait just a minute. She's just as liable to go before a court hearing as I am.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing special about her.
Right. You're right. But it's a question of dancing around the law, which the Clintons are very good at.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because people have, you know, made them, well, they're like movie stars or like anything else. They put them above them on a, you know, on a pedestal.
Right. And, absolutely.
And really, they don't need to be on a pedestal. It actually does them more harm, too. The good ones, you know, are more humble. And they really would like to commute with the public, but unfortunately, because of their notoriety, you know, they're endangered.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They can't do that because of that. Yeah. Some good points, Grim. I agree. Absolutely. And I do agree, like you say, D.S. Edwards, that's why we had him on, made really good sense, especially in talking about conservatives and where we're headed in this election. Dan in Texas. Hello. I know you're there. I hear you. in the background.
I had to put my headphones on off the phone on. Okay, I want to make this quick. This young minister was getting ready to do his first speech in front of a large congregation of fellow ministers. And so he's standing there, and he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Blah, 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 blah. And his buddy told him, he says, look, here's my flask. Take a couple little sips of this. It'll give you courage. You can go out there and just articulate to a part of the entire audience. He says, well, okay, I'm not a drinker. It affects me strangely, but I'll take a couple of sips. So the guy left him and went out to do his introduction of this minister, and he spoke for about 25 minutes. And while he was doing that, the minister that was in the background there and behind the curtains was just chugging away on that flask. And finally, he was introduced, and he walked out on the stage, and he gave a speech like nothing you ever heard before in your life. And the applause and the laughter was just tremendous. So afterwards, he went, how do I do? And then the guy says, well, it's just a couple little points I want to clear up. He says, it was Daniel that slew the lion. He didn't screw the lion. And he says, Samson took the jawbone of an ass and slew 15,000 Philistines. He didn't beat the ass of all 15,000 Filipinos. But other than that, you did real good.
Where do you come up with these jokes?
You know, people like me, and they tell me jokes, and I have a fabulous memory. I can remember back when I was 2 years old. I remember just being a little itty-bitty guy.
Yeah, that's huge.
68 years ago, so, well, 66 years ago, but I have a fabulous, fabulous memory. And you know that I'm a poet. I mean, I've told you some of my poetry.
Right. It's good.
It's just what I do. Now, on our little Hillary, God, what a sick witch. I said witch, not
even. Right, right, I heard you.
She's got a little something in the background here that's going to be bringing her down very shortly. And I'm not going to elaborate on tonight, but we will touch that. Bill is feeling like he's really having to squirm with all this phony foreign money that's come in. And the secret little routine that's going on right now is under the table they're talking about none other than John Kerry to save the Democratic Party in the next upcoming election.
Oh, that would be disastrous.
For the Democrats, it would.
Oh, it would absolutely be disastrous. Are you kidding me? Dan, thanks for the call. Part two would be the Titanic. It would not work. I don't care who the running mate was. That would be crazy for the Democrats to do that. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.